A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Daf Hey Amid Beis, Megillah 5b, pagination page 10. We're going to start, though, with the last words of Amud Aleph, Hey Amid Aleph 5a, where we're told, Rebbe Nota Netia Bepurim. Rebbe planted something on Purim. Presumably a seedling he planted on Purim. And the question which our Gemara here on Amud Beis 5b, counting down from the top about 9 lines, asks, V'Rebbe Heichi Nota Netia B'Purim. How was Rebbe allowed to plant something on Purim? V'Atani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught that based on the Pasuk, Simcha Umishte V'yamtif, when the Pasuk tells us in Megillas Esther that Purim is Simcha, Mishte, and Yamtif, which is the text in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Tes, Simcha means Malamit Shasurim Behespid, that you're not allowed to do a Hespid, a eulogy on the day of Purim. Mishta, it's a day of feasting. Melamed she'asa b'tainis, you're not allowed to fast on this day of Purim. V'yamtif, and when it says that it's a yamtif, melamed she'asa ba'asiyas malacha, you're not allowed to do malacha. Now, we would have to define what exactly malacha is. It's certainly not the same as Shabbos, but malacha, as in labor, as in working on putting a seedling into the ground, the Gemara assumes would be included in this prohibition. And therefore, the Gemara reacts in wonderment at the recounting of the fact that Rebbe planted something on Purim. It would seem that work is prohibited on Purim. Ella, the answer of the Gemara is, Rebbe bar Arbeisar Hava. Rebbe was in a city that observed the 14th of Purim, of Adar as Purim. V'chinota, and when he was planting something, b'chamisar nota. He was planting on the 15th of Adar, on Shushan Purim. And he's not bound by Shushan Purim, because his Purim was the 14th of the month. Now, we have to pause for a second and observe that they didn't come and tell me that he planted something on the 17th of Adar. Obviously, the fact that we were told that it was the 15th of Adar that he planted, according to the Gemara's understanding over here in the answer, there must have been some level of chiddush. There's some novelty to this concept that he was planting on Shushan Purim. Apparently, there might have been a dissenting opinion, or there might have been some confusion about it. There was some reason to recount the fact that Rebbe was able to plant something on Purim that's not his Purim. Okay? And that's the chiddush. The Gemara spends a few lines debating regarding the city that Rebbe was in, if it was a 14th of the month Purim or a 15th of the month Purim. But the answer that we're dealing with over here is that Rebbe, whatever day was Purim, that is his Purim, he was planting something on the other Purim, not the one that he was bound by. The Gemara continues and says that even that would seem questionable. The Gemara says, V'chipshita le mishari, even if he's sure which day of the month is his Purim, how is he allowed to do work on the other Purim? V'oksiv b'megiles tainis, doesn't it say in Megiles tainis that enumerates the different holidays? Es Yom Arba Asar, V'es Yom Chamisha Asar, the 14th and the 15th, Yomei Puraya Inun. These are the days of Purim. D'lo L'mispeid B'hon, that you're not allowed to have Hespedim on them. Ve'omar Rava, and Rava explained, lo nitzricha, the reason it's recounted over here specifically, le'esar eshal zeh bozeh ve'eshal zeh bozeh, to forbid hespedim of people who observe the 14th, even on the 15th, and to prohibit hespedim for people who are observing the 15th, even on the 14th. And the Gemara extrapolates and kind of assumes that just like hesped and tainis are forbidden from one to the other, similarly, meaning even a person who's not observing Purim on that day, he observes on the other day, he's also prohibited in hesped and tainis. The Gemara assumes that that's the way malacha works as well. And that just like they're prohibited one to the other in eulogy and fasting, they're also prohibited in doing malacha labor on the other Purim. Answers the Gemara, Hani mili behesped v'tainis. No, you're misunderstanding this braisa. This braisa was only talking about hesped and tainis, that's prohibited from one person's Purim, even on the other type, the other day of Purim. Ava malacha yom echad v'sulo. But when it comes to malacha, labor, it's only your Purim that's prohibited. And that's indeed the way it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tafresh Tzadivav, Sif Gimel, Yedalid, and Tesvav, are asurim behesped v'tainis, L'chol Adam b'chol makom. Every person in every place is prohibited both on the 14th and on the 15th in hesped and tainis, in eulogy and fasting. But when it comes to malacha, work, labor, that's a whole different discussion and it's dealt with in a different sif. So far, we have one solution to the fact that Rebbe was planting on Purim. It means he was planting on the day of Purim that was not his own Purim. And when we say that you have to observe the other Purim, we only meant regarding hesped and tainis. But when it comes to malacha labor, it's only your own Purim that's prohibited. The Gemara continues with a story of great sanction against someone who was working on Purim, and the Gemara wonders why it was considered so serious in this case, whereas Rebbe was able to plant on Purim and it's considered acceptable. Eini, this doesn't seem to flow, because Ha'omarav Chazi Elahu Gafra, Rav saw a certain person, Davikashodi Kitna Bipurayo. He was planting on Purim. Velatye, and he cursed. Velotzomach Kitne, and the produce did not sprout forth. Answers the Gemara. It's interesting. He didn't curse the person. He cursed the produce that was planted, that he should not benefit from the produce that was planted on Purim. Answers the Gemara. This is very different than the case of Rebbe. Hasam bar yomahu have. That was a case where he was planting on his own Purim. And therefore, Rav cursed and the produce did not yield. But when Rebbe was planting, it was a whole different case. Rebbe was planting on the other Purim. Rabba Bere de Rava Omar. Another answer, afilu tema biyomei, even if you say that Rebbe was planting on his own day of Purim, but hesped v'tainis kabilu alayu, the Jews only accepted, codified, hesped and tainis, eulogy and fasting, as commemoration of the holiday of Purim, malacha lo kabilu alayu, but labor, work, was not universally accepted. De Meikara Ksiv, because if you look at the Megillah carefully, you'll notice that in Perek Tes Pasuk Yutes, it says, Simcha Umishta V'yom Tov, that they wanted to make it a day of joy, feasting and a holiday, a Yom Tif. Ulebesof ksiv, but a few psukim later, in Pasuk Chaf Beis, it only says that they accepted la'asos asam yemei mishta v'simcha, feasting and happiness, v'ilu Yom Tif lo ksiv. But you'll notice that the words Yom Tif, to make it a holiday, to prohibit it in labor and work, it got deleted. It didn't make it to the actual observance, that even though the people on top, so to speak, wanted to legislate it as a Yom Tif, but the Megillah itself describes that it was not accepted as such. If so, it's very easy to understand why Rebbe was allowed to plant on Purim, because on the contrary, it's permitted to plant on Purim. Ve'al Rav my time alatye lahu gavra. So then going back to the story of Rav, why did he curse the produce of that person who was planting on Purim? And the Gemara answers, Devarim amutarim, things that are permitted, va'achirim noagu bohen iser have, but people accept upon themselves a stringency as a minhag, as a custom, as a local custom, so then it's binding. Uva asre de Rebbe lo nahug, but in the place of Rebbe, there was no such minhag. So Rebbe was planting even on Purim, according to this answer, and the person who was in violation was because the local custom prohibited planting on Purim, and the Gemara ends off that this discussion of working on Purim is actually dependent on local custom. And that's the way it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tafresh Tzadivav, Sif Aleph, Purim mutar ba'asiyas melacha. At its very essence, Purim, it's permitted to do work. Uvamakam shenagush lo lasos ein osim, in a place where they have the custom not to do work, you're not allowed to. And then another comment is made, v'o'idnu noagu b'chol makam shela lasos. There is a prevalent custom not to do labor. And this is a matter of halacha to discuss exactly what's included and what's not. V'ha'osa, and a person who does, eino roa simin bracha me'osa malacha, but a person who does do work on Purim will not see blessing from it. And therefore, the discussion of a person who needs to work on Purim is, number one, is it work, as in labor, or is it more of the commerce type? Tending a store, not exertion. Clearly, the definition of the word malacha here is not the same as by Shabbos. There has to be a discussion of what is included and what's not. And the second factor to keep in mind is the person looking for a simen bracha? Is he looking to make money? Or is he simply looking that he shouldn't take a loss? So that, for example, a person who needs to show up at work because it's a davar hefsid, he's in jeopardy, so then that's handled differently. But in general, the minig is to try not to do work on Purim and to accept it not by law as a Yom Tif, but rather by minig as a Yom Tif. Yashar Koach, thank you very much. Have a great day.